Hey everyone, welcome to Poetry Pod. This is podcast 29 on the poem Buying Wrinkles by Paula Meehan. Firstly, we will look at subject matter. The first poem by Paula Meehan on your course is Buying Wrinkles. In the poem, Meehan recalls the childhood experience of setting off to buy wrinkles for her mother from a local street trader. The girl excitedly waves to her neighbours and skips her way to the Rose Bowl bar, where the winkle seller sits on an orange crate surrounded by buckets of fresh winkles. The girl observes through the bar doors that it is filled with men enjoying their drink. After relishing the sweet taste of the first winkle opened by the winkle seller, the girl eagerly returns to her mother, her errand complete, proudly carrying the roll of winkles like torches. The second heading is theme. There are many possible themes that you could explore in this poem. For example, Meehan explores the theme of memory and how important memory is in preserving experiences from our past, both at an individual level but also as part of Dublin culture. Other themes include that of childhood, the theme of relationships, the theme of community, and the theme of the role of men and women in the community. This poem is also an interesting one to read alongside Patrick Kavanagh's A Christmas Childhood. Both poems delightfully capture how simple events can be transformed into something magical through the innocent perspective of a child. The next heading is quote 3. Meehan's writing is very descriptive in the poem as she recalls a particular memory from her childhood. Select any three quotations that summarise a key idea or a key moment in the poem. For example, you could find a quote to show how the girl feels on setting out on her errand. Or you could choose a quote from around the time when she purchases the winkles from the winkle seller. And one other quote that points to something else in the poem that you found memorable. For example, maybe an interesting sound effect or a vivid image. We move on now to imagery. In a poem about memory, it is interesting how many images in the poem seem to move from darkness into light. The girl races past the imagined ghosts in the stairwell of her flat complex onto a street that was lit by moonlight. In a striking simile, the young girl pictures the winkles, which she imagines would glisten blue like little night skies themselves. The picture of the street trader sitting on an orange crate is also a very striking image. The image of the girl seeing the light in golden mirrors of the Rose Bowl bar could also be interpreted as a statement about poetry, and this poem in particular, which allows the poet to bring her past experiences to light as they are reflected in her poetry. You can read some more ideas about the imagery of light and darkness in the Zoom In Quick Reference card in your Poetry Speaks textbook. We turn now to language. Many students enjoy the poetry of Paula Meehan for a variety of reasons, but one assessment students often make about her poems is that they are very easy to read as the poet uses simple, informal language. The language in this poem is clear and accessible. The poet uses descriptive and conversational language to share with us a vivid memory of a magical childhood experience. Some examples include, "But even rain, I was happy," and "I'd wave up to women at Sills," and "She'd be sitting outside the Rose Bowl bar," and finally, "She'd take a pin from her shawl." This type of simple, everyday language is very appropriate in the poem, since the experience is described from the perspective of a young child. Meehan also includes direct speech from her mother. "Hurry up now, and don't be talking to strange men in the way." And from the street trader, "Tell your ma I picked them fresh this morning." This inclusion of working class Dublin dialect in the poem, along with the inclusion of specific street names, adds a sense of realism to the scene, brings the characters to life for us, and makes the experience sound authentic. The next heading is form. Buying Wrinkles is a lyric poem that deals with the feelings and thoughts of a young girl in running an errand for her mother. A lyric poem is a short poem with a musical quality to it, which expresses the poet's personal feelings on a topic or experience. It is narrated in the first person, and in Buying Wrinkles, the adult poet Paula Meehan shares her memory of a childhood experience with us. In this lyric then, Meehan describes her excited journey as a young girl through the Dublin streets to the Winkle Cellar and her proud return journey to her mother. There are many examples of sound effects such as alliteration and assonance which create the musical quality in the poem. We will look at these in the next section. The shape of the poem is also interesting. Note how the final stanza looks almost thin on the page compared with the bulk of the opening stanza. You could suggest that visually the poem almost resembles a torch with a thin stem at the bottom and the head of the torch filled with flames. We move on now to sound. There is an example of sibilance in the opening line where the poet writes, "My mother would spare me sixpence and say." Those repeating S sounds suggest the child's eagerness to dash through the door and out to the street trader for the precious winkles. Alliteration can be seen in the phrase, "The winkles would be wet." This creates a playful sound and reflects the child's heart dancing with joy and anticipation as she makes her way to the Winkle Cellar. In the image of the winkles that would glisten blue like little night skies, you can probably hear playful consonants with the repeated L sounds, while there is also assonance in the repeated I sound in the phrase night skies. Despite the night being cold with clear skies, moon and starlight, the girl is warmed by the thought of buying the delicious winkles. Many of these lyrical sounds create an uplifting atmosphere in the poem that in turn reflect the young girl's simple delight of successfully completing her quest. You could select other examples of sound effects that you discovered in the poem and briefly suggest their impact. For example, can you see the phrase "the smell of men" in line 19? Is this an example of assonance? Does the word "smell" suggest that the men linger in the bar and enjoy their drink and each other's company for several hours? Another excellent example of assonance can be heard in the phrase "that brought the sea to me." This lovely lyrical sound captures the child's wondrous delight in tasting the first delicious winkle. We move on now to tone and mood. And tone is the attitude or feeling of the speaker towards the experience of buying winkles. The person telling us this story is the adult poet Paula Meehan, but she remembers the experience through the eyes of a young girl. This creates a nostalgic tone in the poem. The memories are happy ones for Meehan. Can you find one or two words or images in the poem that suggest a happy tone? For example, read back over the first stanza. What thoughts, feelings or actions by the young girl suggest she is very happy in her community as she sets off on her errand? And if you look at phrases such as "the sweetest extra winkle" or "proudly home like torches," would these images also suggest a happy tone in the poem? Mood refers to how you feel or think while reading the poem. Do you think the memories are realistic in the poem, or could the poet just be making all of this up? Is the mood nostalgic? Is it one of pride? Do you think the child felt a sense of achievement in the poem? What did you feel when you read the poem? The final heading is personal response. What is your overall impression of the poem? Did you enjoy the poem? What do you think is the purpose of a poem such as "Buying Winkles"? What might the poet get out of writing this poem? Or what can we, the readers, get from the poem? Did you find the poem informative or entertaining or perhaps even uplifting? What impression of the young girl did you get from the poem? Did the poem create a strong sense of time and place? Do you think the poem could be made into a successful short film or perhaps an interesting short story? Suggest why. Were you impressed by Meehan's use of vivid language in the poem? Did she effectively recreate a moment from her childhood in your own imagination? Did any of the feelings in the poem connect with a moment from your own childhood? Do you think it's important for your generation to read memory poems such as this? Think about one or two of these prompts and then write a concise personal response on your engagement with Buying Winkles into your worksheet.